as you would look back, what would you claim would be some of the really high points of your career that you look back and say, that was a sweet spot?
Meeting my wife, Maureen, that was a great spot.
Career, Danny.
Oh, in my career?
Where did you meet Maureen? Was that
here
at a
Oklahoma City.
At a radio station?
Or? No.
But you met her here.
Met her here in town, yeah. The highlight of my career. Well, that's a hard question.
When did you have some of the most fun? Was it back in the 20s when you were doing children's
shows?
Oh, I
think I had the most fun when I was doing the kids' show. And we were doing radio remotes. We used to have a lot of fun doing that. Playing basketball with women all over the state, that was a lot of fun.
You play basketball?
Our radio had a basketball team, and we play a women's team every Friday night during the basketball season. Work all day and then go do that, but die.
And what station? When?
WKY.
Okay.
And we had a perfect record. We never won a game.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah, well, it was a promotion, you know.
No, I meant never lose a game, because you probably could have won.
I doubt it. I really do doubt it. I really doubt it.
How about embarrassing moments? Was there a moment that you said, oh, no, I did that, and I am so stupid, I'm embarrassed?
There have been some of those, but I can't remember exactly what they are. I tried to wipe them out of my mind. But I'm sure I've been embarrassed. I guess one of the most embarrassed I ever was, one of the first plays I ever did in college, my fly was open during most of the play. That was kind of embarrassing.
And nobody told you, or couldn't, I suppose, because you were out there.
I'm hard to embarrass.
We were talking about Carson. I don't think he was a people guy, but you seem to be, you'll enjoy performing. But you're a people guy, too, aren't you?
I love people.
You love to mix well with people.
Oh, yeah. I don't judge people. That's one thing I do not do. My favorite chapter in the Bible is the 7th chapter of Mark. Judge not that you be not judged. I try not to do that. I do it sometimes, but I'd rather I didn't.
Are you always generally positive like this? You're always ready with a joke? Or is there a darker side that you can be negative? Or?
Well, let me put it this way, my brother. I go both ways.
Yeah.
I can be as negative as any human being you have ever met. Of course, as far as I'm concerned, positive is just the opposite of negative. I mean, if you're going to know the truth, you got to know all of it. Mm-hmm. You can't just know one side.
Mm-hmm.
No, I guess the worst thing that ever happened to me is 1993 or something like that, I developed clinical depression, and that is the worst thing that ever happened. Lord, it's awful. It's just awful.
Did they know that in the city here that you had?
I don't think so.
But
the fact that I had a job and worked is what saved me, because I'll tell you something. You cannot be depressed if you're busy. There's no way to be depressed if you're busy.
Well, then you were busy, and how did you develop this?
Damned if I know.
And how long did that continue on?
I had it for about what?
It came after your Fort
Worth. Oh, yeah, it came after I got fired from AMI, killed my family. That's when it happened, and I was really depressed, and I had too much pride, and I wouldn't go to a psychiatrist, and I finally did go to a psychiatrist, and he decided I had clinical depression and gave me Paxil, and I got to feeling better in 3 days.
And that's what brought you out of it then?
Yeah.
And how long were you depressed?
Probably 6 months. It's awful, man. I'd cry in the afternoon, and God, it's just terrible, man.
And for people to hear this, and here we've heard about this career and all the fun you've had on radio and you're telling jokes and so forth, that could actually happen to this person.
Well, yeah, it happened to Mike Wallace. Why couldn't it happen to me?
Exactly. Right.
It can happen to anybody.
It can. But when we see somebody on radio and television and they're always this, we think they're that way all the time.
No.
And so that's why I'm kind of talking on the off-the-air personality of Danny. And
then
we're
awful.
Human.
It was awful. If I hadn't been married and had Maureen, I would have probably killed myself. I mean, I was really messed up. I'm not kidding you.
Thank God for drugs, because that's what brought you out of it.
Yeah.
And you've never had a bout with it since. Do you ever sense yourself going?
Once in a while, I get a little off if I forget to take my medicine, yeah.
So you still take it for that?
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid to quit.
Well, I don't blame you. You've been there.
I'm afraid to quit.
You've had chances to go to bigger markets in radio. And we talked about television, but certainly in radio.
Radio and TV, both.
Could have gone. Did you turn them down? Why did you turn?
Love Oklahoma. I'd rather quail hunt and play golf and gamble than do anything.
So markets like Chicago, New York.
Pittsburgh, New York. various places. I can't remember all of them.
Yeah.
I never paid much attention anyway.